This is an ABC podcast. This is the Victorian Country Hour on ABC Radio Victoria.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the Victorian Country Hour. My name is Annie Brown. I'm broadcasting to you live from the Yay Sale Yards in Victoria. It is great to be out here. The sales have wrapped up this morning. We had the wiener sales here, day three of the big week of wiener sales we've seen all week. The cows are getting all ready and, you know, in the trucks, and off they go to their new homes or wherever they go after this. But we've also got an incredible launch here today. We've got the Murrindindi Mobile Health Van that has been officially launched. The keys have been handed over and it's going to do some amazing good work. And I'll tell you all about that in a few moments. We've got lots of people here we need to talk to about that. But first of all, we're going to check in with the weather and find out what is happening today. We're joined this afternoon by Christy Johnson. Good afternoon, Christy.
Good afternoon, Annie.
Tell us a bit about what's happening today. It's pretty hot here in Yay. I think we're reaching nearly 40 degrees, but what can you tell us?
Yeah, that's right. Look, it's very, very hot right across the state today. We've got strong northerly winds. We've already hit 41 degrees at places like Warracknabeel and Walpyup, nearly 41 at Hopetoun, even sort of around the parts of the South Avalon, nearly 41, same at Geelong. Mildura 40.5. So look, it's very hot. We have obviously not much in the way of cloud. We've got very hot north to northwesterly winds dragging air down from the north. We do have high to extreme fire danger. So there's currently extreme fire danger through the Wimmera, the southwest and the central districts, with total fire bans at play there as well. And we also have severe to extreme heat wave warnings for most of the state. So, hot and high fire danger, really the story of the day.
And for the rest of the week, what can we expect?
Yeah, so over the rest of the week, we're going to see actually a weak change pushing into southern Victoria this afternoon and evening. So probably around the southwest, sort of mid to late afternoon, and then sort of pushing into the central district in the evening. And what that will do is will actually give us a little bit of relief in the south tomorrow. So temperatures will be a little bit cooler south of that trough tomorrow, but north of the trough, and it will depend exactly where that trough is going to be lying tomorrow, but it looks like it'll be lying sort of through the southern or central parts of the state. So north of it, where there's going to be very strong northerly winds continuing, or you know, very hot northerly winds continuing, we're still expecting temperatures up well into the 40s and maybe some places even hotter than today. Places like Mildura heading for 46 tomorrow. In the south, we're looking at temperatures more in the high 20s or maybe into the low 30s with that slightly milder air. There is the risk of some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. They'll be fairly isolated, but possibly through the north and the east, particularly about the eastern ranges, is that risk of thunderstorms, and possibly bringing some damaging wind gusts or maybe even some large hail if we get some bigger storms out in the east tomorrow. We do continue to have high to extreme fire danger, looking like extreme through parts of the north, the northern country, and the northeast districts. As we go into Friday, though, those northerly winds will strengthen and push that trough southwards. So we're back to pretty much hot conditions right across the state. We're looking at strengthening winds ahead of an approaching front, and also fairly widespread risk of possible thunderstorms. A significant fire weather day coming up on Friday with those hot and windy conditions. We're looking at the potential for extreme fire danger, possibly across most, if not all, of the state. So very significant fire weather day coming up on Friday. The winds will be strengthening, but the good news is that that is ahead of a cold front, which will give us much more mild conditions over the weekend. So the temperatures dropping back to mostly into the 20s by the time we get to Saturday, maybe in the northeast, place like Orburadonga, Wangaratta, where the front might take a little while to clear through, could still get up into the low to mid 30s, but much cooler air over us for Saturday and Sunday and into the start of next week.
So still some trepidatious days ahead of us. Thank you so much, Chrissy.
No problem. Thanks, Annie.
That's Christy Johnson from the Bureau of Meteorology talking us through the forecast over the next few days. Sounds very hot, so everybody take good care of themselves. You're listening to the Victorian Country Hour. My name's Annie Brown. I'm broadcasting to you live from Yay at the Sail Yards here. Can confirm it is hot.
It is hot, Annie. It's very hot.
I'm joined here by Andrew Embling. He's from Alexandra Events, also an agent from Victorian Livestock Property. But we're here today to celebrate one of these major projects that you've been a big part of, Mobile Health Van.
Yeah, Annie, we've got a mobile health van. It's a Jayco, and we say a very big thank you to Jerry Ryan because he put a fair bit into it, along with Alexandra Events, and it's out there for our farming community. You know, every cattle sale here at Yay, it'll be here, whether it's doing skin tests, blood tests, Diabetes Australia are coming along, Dementia Australia, they'll be using it right throughout the year, and certainly here to be used. And mental health in farmers, is very, very... It's out there, and it'll be able to. We've always have a mental health lady here with it as well, so it's always over that biscuit or a cup of tea where it comes out and you can find out. So yeah, looking forward to it. Getting back here on Friday and then a couple of other sales, but it's certainly great to have been part of it to get that down the road. A brand new Jayco van set up for all types of things. It's a van which will be used right across community. It's put together by the community for the community. So whether it's to go down to Marysville, to Flowerdale, wherever it may be, if we have a major event, like we had years ago with fires, that van will be first out with medical team in it and it'll be made available to go anywhere around Victoria. So, it's great to be part of it.
The launch here today has been it's very optimistic, it's very positive, and it's a great way to start the year and to start the sale year as well here at the Sale Yards. You can hear the weeders getting on the truck behind us there, can't you?
You can hear them loading weeders, and that truck there is actually heading to Queensland. So, we've had to widen and sparse today buying. But, it's just great to be part of it. Everyone's so thrilled about it being out there, and the community, we've had a lot of farmers have donated to it. Had some big players, Larson's Trucks and all those sort of things, David Lasso and those guys. We've had a local church. They gave us quite an amount of money as well. But, it's great. But, still looking at, donations of anybody wanting to come and be part of it, because we've got to keep it on the road.
Tell me a bit about the community involvement, because we're looking over at the van at the moment. We're sort of in between the cattle and the van.
Yeah, we are. We're undercover, though.
We're undercover, thank God. In the Murrindidney Mobile Health Van, on the back of it here, you've got a list of all the people who have been part of it. It's pretty amazing. We've got the Alexandra District Ambulance Support, the Lions Club, St Andrew's Uniting Church, Larson's Truck, and this beautiful tagline, provided by the community for the community.
That's right. And look, we've got a great community here in Murrindidney. Whether you stretch from Alexandra up to just short of Merton, way down to Flowerdale, and certainly here in Yay. So to have the sale yards like we've got here, and to have it there. But, you look at the Larson's Trucks in there, Wandragaran Parcel Company, a guy who sold cattle here today, he's part of it. Don Dillon's just walked past. And I don't mind saying, he said, I've got to put some more money in it. We've got to keep that running.
So how did you fundraise the money?
So back at our truck show on the King's Birthday long weekend, I had this little idea last February. The ladies are out here doing exactly what we're doing today, in the heat, doing their blood tests. And I went home and thought, this is wrong. These girls should not be doing that. Woke up one night, dreamt, well, look, let's get a second-hand van. We'll do it with our truck show, because we get a lot of people come to our truck show on the Sunday of the King's long birthday weekend. So we raised 118 odd thousand at an auction that night, and over that weekend in 24 hours. 24 hours we raised that. We didn't have to worry about a second-hand van. We were looking at one of those old mobile dental vans. We thought, nah, we can go and get a Sprinter or a Mercedes Sprinter or something like a brand new one. Went over to Jayco, met up with Jerry, and Jerry just said, nah, I'm not putting it in that. You're having a Jayco, son. And that's where it came from. We have not paid us. We've paid for it now. We never had to pay a deposit. We never had to have a contract. It was just a shake of the hand and just old-time business.
What does it mean to you to see it here all running and have the keys in your hand?
Look, I don't mind saying it's a bit tearful. Just about, and I don't cry a lot. I'm tough old shit. But, it does. It makes it very emotional. I got in for the first time to drive it from Alex down here today, and I'm thinking, holy crap, it's come alive, and it's great. It really is great.
Change a lot of people's lives, help a lot of people.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And it'll be our rodeo on Saturday night. So in Alexander, we do have our local rodeo, and anybody wants to come along, there's still tickets available for the rodeo, so just get online.
So you can get a skin check and also watch some of the events.
But you get some of the best bucking stock in the business out there, so yeah, it'll be good.
Andrew, we might circle back with you towards the end back and have a chat with you, but thank you so much.
Can I just thank the country out? You know, we were talking to Wazza early on, and you guys do such a lot of great work right across country Victoria. Great to have you here in Yay.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. That is Andrew Embling. He's from Alexandra Events, also a local livestock agent. We've got a couple of other people to get through. We're down here broadcasting in Yay today at the sale yards. We're listening to all the wieners load onto the trucks behind us. So we should also tell you a bit about what happened at the sale yards today, not just about the launch of the Murrindindi Health Fair. We're joined by Jamie Quinlan. He's from Victorian Livestock Property, an agent there. Hi, Jamie. Welcome to the Country Hour.
Hey, thank you very much for having us. Yeah, it was had a big day.
How are you feeling at the end of the sale?
I don't know. I'm happy. I'm relieved. I'll be happy to see all the cattle get here. It's, as you've said before, it's very hot. Cattle get out of here, they've sold very well, they've gone to all parts of Victoria, cattle in northern New South Wales, southern Queensland, a lot of cattle back into Gippsland where there's a big wedge of grass. So all in all, we're really happy as to the way the sale's gone. I think all in all it's a bit of a consensus that it was 20 or 30 cents a kilogram better than the start of the wiener sales yesterday and the day before. I haven't heard how they've gone today at Barnawatha, but all in all our vendors are extremely happy, but we've had repeat purchases here from, as I said, Gippsland and so on, who buy the cattle every year and they obviously go back and perform for them. So we've had a good day, very happy, but as I said, it's getting very hot and I'd like to get a few of these cattle out of here now. Yeah,
and a cold drink. Yeah. So a yarding of around 3,700 today?
Yeah, 3,700. So this sale is our first sale. We were with Elders. We used to have a two-day sale. Used to encompass cattle from Gippsland, Yarra Valley, northern Victoria, across the west, Elmore and places like that used to send cattle, but we exited Elders about 3 or 4 months ago, and we've decided to have our own sale and everything here. 3,700 cattle have come within 40 kilometres of Yay, so it's a, you know, somewhat 100% local yarding of cattle. So
happy with the prices, they've remained strong. At Wodonga and Wangaratta yesterday I was talking to people and they were saying the weights are a little bit down from last year, but however the price is still remaining strong. Similar thing here?
Yep. I would say we're in places 20 kilos up to 50 kilos lighter than some of the cattle last year. But all in all, like talking to some vendors here this afternoon after the sale, they're saying that they're anywhere from $200 to $400 a head more than they sold these calves for last year. So, you know, we've come back in weight. Look, as you would have heard from other people you've spoken to, the first 5 or 6 months for these calves was hay silage fodder. There was no grass on the ground, especially here. There was no grass on the ground at all. Season broke late September, early October. The cattle have jumped out of their skin, but having that 6 month window of a really hard start to life, it's just meant that they're 20, 30, 40 kilos lighter than they would normally be.
And seasons turned around a little bit here lastly, so you got a bit of rain in the spring.
We got spring rain at the right time, but look, it has gone dry now, and 40 whatever they're talking for the next couple of days, that'll fix any grass growth or any greenness, but it'll be long standing feed, which, you know, let's hope there doesn't not a fire get away or anything like that. But we're very lucky. We're a lot better than a lot of other places at the moment.
Jamie, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Annie. Cheers.
It's Jamie Quinlan. He's a livestock agent with Victorian Livestock Property, talking us through the wiener sales here today at Yay in the sale yards, because not only are we talking about the launch of the health of the van, we also had a cattle sale here this morning as well. So we're going to bring you all the news on that. Let's get back to the Murrindindi Mobile Health Van, though, because this is a van that's not only going to be for, physical checks, so sort of things, skin checks, blood tests, anything like that, but it's also going to have a mental health component as well. And someone who knows a lot about that is Warren Davies. We've spoken to him before on the Country Hour, the Unbreakable Farmer. Welcome back. Good to have you with
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having me back. It's good to be here in Yay, and yeah, that sound of cattle in the background, it just adds to the feel, doesn't it?
We're really at the sale yards, aren't we?
Exactly, right in the mix of it.
So Warren, what do you feel when you see projects like this come up, and what's been your involvement?
Well, I was lucky enough to become involved in the project through the truck show. So I was the ambassador at the Alexandra Truck Show, where last truck show they instigated raising funds to put this project or bring this project to fruition, and never ever expected to see what we've got here today. But I suppose to answer your question, how do I feel, is a lot of pride. You know, travelling around Australia, seeing communities right across Australia and how they struggle with services, and not because of the services aren't there, it's just they're stretched to the limit, and having the ability to actually take the services to where the people congregate. Like I was just talking to someone before, what a perfect spot like the sale yards. It's you know, sale yards aren't all about just selling cattle, it's a connection piece for the community. It's like all the conversations that were going on here today, it's why it's such a vital part of the fabric of every rural community. So to have a van that can then bring, you know, professional services to places like the A sale yards, it's a really exciting project, and one I'd love to see rolled out over lots of communities across Australia, that, you know, those your rural and regional remote communities that just have got that lack of service, but could do with a van like this. So a lot of pride today.
So yeah, what's the difference between, I guess, having the service and then having something like a van that can, I guess, travel and get to some of these more remote places?
I think one of the things I see through my work is that going to where the people are is really important. It's something that I learned out of the bushfires, doing a little bit of hands-on work after the bushfires. You know, walking up driveways and going to where people are is really important. So having the van, you know, here, it's a non-intrusive space. Everyone's comfortable, and then be able to, you know, check in with whatever the service is running out of the van on that day. And, you know, talking to Sarah before from the Yay Hospital, conversations that have happened here at the Yay Sale Yards are, you know, a bloke will come in and say, I've got a spot on my hand, can you check that? And then all of a sudden that turns into a mental health talk. You know, I'm struggling a little bit, this is what's going on. And that's, you know, that being feeling safe and then being seen, you know, by someone is really important, and understood that, you know, I might not go to the doctor, but I'll come to something like this.
I'm trying to find Sarah because I wanted to have a chat with her as well. She's going to be the nurse with the behind the wheel of this thing.
So I think she's keen to get the keys in her hand, I think. So yeah. I think she's kicking around somewhere. We'll find her for you. But from that whole, you know, that pilot project that's been run here, it's so important that this is now turned into something that bigger than what any of us ever expected. So it's really great to see.
It's amazing, isn't it? And I guess this has been an incredibly tough season for a lot of farmers. I mean, we've got a bit of spring rain, so things have looked up a little bit. And today at the sales and the last few days at the winter sales, we're seeing pretty strong pricing. But, yeah, it's still incredibly tough as we go into this recovery period.
One of the things that, you know, we've got a day today like it's hot, and I was over this way just before Christmas and it was a lot greener than what it is today. So it doesn't take long to turn, and that's always in the back of people's mind. And yes, strong prices are one thing, and I talk about like my unbreakable wheel of well-being, and, you know, financial stability is one part of that wheel, but, you know, your wheel can break down really quickly if you haven't got good physical health or good mental health or good relationships. So you've got to keep your wheel balanced. And yes, the prices here were astronomical. I had a friend with me saying, is that for the whole pen? And no, I said, that's just each beast. Like each. So the prices were pretty steady today. So, so it's really important to know that you've got to have the whole wheel balanced at the same time to look after your well-being in a holistic approach.
Warren, thank you so much for having a chat with us. We appreciate your time this afternoon.
My pleasure. Always happy to chat.
Good to have you back on the Country Hour. That's Warren Davies. He's the Unbreakable Farmer. We're here down at Yay Sale Yards, broadcasting live from the launch of the Murrindindi Mobile Health Van. We've got a couple minutes left before the end of the Country Hour, or the Country Half Hour, we're calling it today, just because we're doing a short one. I'm joined now by Keelan O'Connor. He's also from Alexandra Events. He's been one of the brainchilds behind this. Welcome to the Country Hour, Keelan.
Easy, thank you. Thanks for having us today, and thanks for coming along and sharing the Country Hour with us.
It is lovely to be here. So tell us a bit about when this will be on the road and when people can book in.
Oh, look, this is on the road from Friday. We've got so we've already got a really great calendar of usage from Yayan District Memorial Hospital. They've already committed to using it about 8 days a month or thereabouts, and Friday will be the first time. It'll be here, back here again at the HCL Yards on Friday for the nutrient sale.
So how do you book in?
Book in by, at the moment, heading to alexanderevents.com.au/Murrindindi Mobile Health. Sorry, Brad. go there and you'll find all the details.
Perfect. And what's it been like for you today here at the launch site to watch this sort of come to fruition? Because it's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, the whole concept itself is 5 or 6 sort of years in the making. Alexander Events picked this up in about June of 2025, so it's been a really sort of busy 6 months for us. As far as today goes, it's incredibly humbling and exciting, and there's at least 3 guys who probably won't mention themselves later on, but there's at least 3 people I saw earlier on who had a tear in their eye when we started to launch this thing. It's been such an exciting opportunity for us to bring this idea from the community back to the community and launch it here today.
Do you think this is the first of many mobile health fans we'll start to see?
Look, I think yes, for probably 2 reasons. One, we're definitely seeing a shift in the way that sort of health works across the region. We definitely appreciate that it's really important to be able to get health services directly to the people rather than necessarily people coming into sort of larger health facilities. They both have their place, absolutely. And look, talking to Jerry, Jerry's well connected with a whole bunch of other programs, and it sounds as though this isn't just local to us. This sounds as though these same kind of challenges are really important across all of Victoria and if not the rest of Australia. So, yeah, I'm sure we'll see more opportunities like this popping up in the future.
I love to hear it. And I also loved at the launch these little stories of women in the canteen giving blood tests behind men in their jocks with some sheets. So I'm sure they'll be much happier inside an air-conditioned camper van, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, when we move from... You could absolutely say that some of these programs are a little bit rural.
rustic was
rustic,
the word.
Rustic. Or quite sort of grassroots style initiatives. It's fantastic to have a brand new, shiny, fantastic vehicle to use today. But looking at that sort of, looking at build quality, knowing Jayco, and knowing the way the community wants to support this and continue investing in it, it'll be just as shiny in 3 years' time, I'm sure. And more importantly, it'll be still out there delivering programs for the community.
Keelan, thank you so much. Stay with me. We just got to head to the markets and find out what's been happening first. So let's head to there now. Just the 2 market reports today. We'll start in Bairnsdale with the cattle markets. Good afternoon to Brendan Fletcher.
Numbers fell to 97, that's 90 fewer than the final sale of 2025, with the regular buyers present and operating, although not all fully, in the dearer market. There were no prime cattle penned, with only cows and a sprinkling of manufacturing lots on offer. Prices lifted from 15 to 30 cents, with processors loading cows for an estimated 800 to 840 cents a kilogram carcass weight. Light and medium weight cows sold from 270 to 391, heavyweight cows 352 to 420, and heavy bulls 402 to 436. This is Brendan Fletcher reporting for MLA.
Thank you, Brendan. Let's head to the Hamilton land markets now. It's good afternoon to Chris Agnew.
Thanks, Annie. Hamilton agents yarded 24,000 lambs, which is a reduction of 25,500 on the last sale held here prior to Christmas. The top end of the new season's lambs was very good, with 85% being sold in the wool and the balance being shorn. The shorn lambs displayed very good quality and finish. Most of the regular buying group were present and active in a fully firm sale, especially for the neat shorn 23 to 25 kilo trade lambs. New season's lambs to the trade to average between 1,050 and 1,140 cents a kilogram carcass weight, topping at $368 per head. There was very good feeder and restocker competition on the lighter dried skinned lambs, and these generally made between 148 to 267 to average around 1,050 and 1,200 cents and more in places. The new season's light lambs 12 to 16 kilos sold from 144 to $180, while trade lambs weighing 18 to 22, 206 to 244, lambs in the 22 to 26 kilo range from 234 to 270, with the heavier export lambs making from 305 to a top of 368. At Hamilton, this is Chris Agnew reporting for MLA.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris. And we can just hear the trucks driving off as you end that report there. Fitting sound effects for the end. Keelan O'Connor, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Any final thoughts?
Look, in this weather, stay cool, I should say, not stay warm. hope everyone looks forward to seeing the Murrindindi Health mobile health van on the road somewhere across Murrindindi soon.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been great to be out here in Yay for the Victorian Country Hour. It is 1 o'clock. We're coming up to the news time. I've been Annie Brown. Tomorrow, Angus Burley will be back with you. Right now, though, 1 o'clock, news time.